You're listening to SBS News.
The operators of Bradbury Industrial Services in Melbourne's north had their licence suspended by the Environmental Protection Agency in March after being repeatedly found to be storing too much highly flammable material on their property. Victoria's Environment Minister Lily D'Ambrosio says better monitoring is needed. She says the government is considering an electronic system for the Environmental Protection Authority to keep track of hazardous chemicals. The member for Broadmeadows, the electorate most affected by the fire, is Frank McGuire. He says more needs to be done to ensure companies are complying with regulations.
But I think we really now need to look at cradle-to-grave laws that actually trace the chemicals so we know where they are, who has responsibility for them, and that they are being stored in a safe way for the community, and they're not being warehoused illegally. And the other issue is that I think we can look at drone technology to fly overhead of the warehouses and factories in the back blocks of our suburbs and actually get the chemical footprint so that we know and understand what's being stored or perhaps illegally hidden.
Factory worker Vinyesh Varatharaja, refugee from Sri Lanka, was pumping a chemical drum at the site when it exploded and started burning, setting his body on fire. He remains in a serious but stable condition in hospital. Aaron Mylvaganam is a spokesperson for the Tamil Refugee Council. He says more than half of the company's employees were Tamil refugees on bridging visas.
Tamils who work in this factory have been raising concerns about safety for a number of months. And just like the community, we are also very concerned that authorities haven't taken the warnings from the workers very seriously. There has been serious underpayment claims, and there are many employers like Bradbury out there employing refugees and giving them really bad conditions.
Affected community members met authorities over the weekend to air their concerns about the blaze. Residents also reportedly called for more air quality sensors in the western suburbs. Maureen McCormack lives 3 kilometres from the company. She's told SBS she was forced to leave her home due to the fire and wants tighter monitoring of waste storage facilities to prevent this happening again.
I'm furious with the government and the regulators because they're getting away with it. Who's looking after us? Nobody cares.
The Environmental Protection Authority says the factory has been banned from accepting additional waste until it had processed enough of its existing waste. Victorian coroner Darren Bracken is investigating the cause of the blaze. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.